Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 26th. Here on Friday, we have a special edition of the KVNF regional newscast. As you've heard by now, KVNF's Studio M will be celebrating its grand opening tomorrow, July 27th, from noon to 4 p.m. at our brand new location next to the Vine in downtown Montrose. The studio has been years in the making and finally is reality as KVNF looks to increase its presence in the Montrose area. KVNF News is proud to be part of that effort. Please join us at the grand opening tomorrow in Montrose. Members of KVNF News will be on hand to talk about future coverage plans for the area, including Montrose, Olathe, Naderita, Nucla, Ridgeway, and Ouray. To help celebrate, today the KVNF regional newscast will be an all-Montrose edition. First, the Montrose Post Office was officially renamed yesterday in a ceremony that honored fallen police officer David Kinterconnect. Jody Peterson from KVNF News has the story.
On Thursday, July 25th, a dedication ceremony was held to honor Montrose Police Sergeant David Kinterconnect on the 10th anniversary of his death while responding to a domestic violence dispute. Speakers at the event included a representative from Congressman Scott Tipton's office, George Rossman, along with Montrose Mayor Dave Bowman, Chief of Police Blaine Hall, and the U.S. Postal Service District Manager for Colorado and Wyoming, Umberto Trujillo. Kinterconnect, who was 41, had served with the Montrose Police Department for 10 years when he was killed by a shotgun blast from a suspect who had barricaded himself in a garage. Two other officers at the scene were wounded but recovered. Kinterconnect had previously served as a marshal in Telluride, then as a sheriff's deputy in San Miguel County. According to a Montrose Daily Press story after his death, he is remembered as a hardworking, honorable officer and leader whose file held many letters expressing appreciation for his help. Kinterconnect is survived by his wife, two daughters, and three stepsons. The Montrose Daily Press also reports that Sergeant Kinterconnect's murder led the Montrose Police Department and County Sheriff's Office to change and improve their safety protocols. For example, both agencies changed the way they respond to volatile situations such as domestic violence calls or when a suspect has barricaded themselves. If there's no immediate danger to members of the public, the officers will leave the scene and return later with arrest warrants when things have calmed down. This also applies to chasing suspects in cars. Officers will back off if a traffic pursuit could endanger themselves or other drivers. The Montrose Post Office is the second on the Western Slope to be named for a fallen law officer this year. In April, the Grand Junction Post Office was named for Deputy Sheriff Derek Gear. Gear, a 16-year veteran of the Mesa County Sheriff's Office, was killed on February 8, 2016, while arresting a murder suspect. In total, 28 Western Colorado law officers have died in the line of duty. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
High school football camps are opening over the next couple of weeks, and heading into the new season, the Montrose Indians have a lot to look forward to. Montrose will be building off of a fabulous season last year when they finished 11-2 and made it to the Class 4A state semifinals, where they lost to eventual state champion Loveland. Head coach Brett Mertens spoke with KVNF News and said that there are a lot of positives to build on from last year's campaign.
Oh man, yeah, it was a fun year. I mean, it was one of those where we just really didn't know what kind of team we were going to have, and had a lot of young kids that were going to be playing. And I think the thing that really stood out to me the most was how we gelled as a team. Our kids really kind of came together, and we didn't have a lot of selfish kids and things like that to where it pulls you apart. And so with that, we just kind of played as a team and had fun, and things kind of went our way. We were able to win a lot of close games and get it rolling, and then I don't know what expectations we had going into the year, but, I certainly think that we probably exceeded, you know, even maybe our own. So it was cool to see that, and we're excited to build on that. And hopefully, you know, now that the kids are a year older, they can even take another step and not just be content with what they did.
One of the Indians' biggest wins last year came in week 6, a 54-28 triumph at Heritage. Mertens was named the Denver Broncos Coach of the Week after the win. He said that the award just meant that the team was playing really good.
All awards in football are team-oriented awards. You know, when a kid wins MVP, it's because the team had a good year. You know, when a coach wins something like that, it's because the team is playing well, you know. And so you got a whole group of people. I mean, we got 50 kids, grades 10 through 12, and we got 10 coaches that are all working towards the same thing. So, you know, it was definitely, a neat thing for our program, you know, and I hope that everybody takes some pride in it. And I certainly, was honored to get it, but it was way more about the team than anything.
Montrose opens the season at home on August 30th against Grand Junction Central. Mertens said it's okay to have high expectations, but only if the team is willing to work hard.
We have about 8 kids on both sides of the ball that started last year that are back. So, I mean, we have optimism and expectations that we can hopefully just kind of build on what we left off last year. But at the end of the day, high school football is a different season every year. And the way that your team kind of gels and plays together and all that, it changes from a year-to-year basis, And so we'll just have to see. We're gonna basically start from ground zero and see if we can build it up. And hopefully our kids will buy in again and not just think that they're already there. Anytime you get complacent and don't want to work, you're not going to be very successful. So we are optimistic, but we also know that we have to, build it again just from the very beginning in order to get back to a point where we want to be.
And stay tuned to KVNF for more high school sports coverage as the fall season gets underway. And once again, please join KVNF at the grand opening of Studio M in Montrose tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m. There will be a block party downtown to celebrate, with barbecue, beer, and tours of the new studio available for the public. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 26th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.